Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, August 3rd. Hot, humid, miserable. 70% chance for showers. Going to be rainier today and tomorrow than usual, but then we get back into our regular summertime routine starting on Friday. Right now, it's muggy and hot outside. Troy Carter, Representative Troy Carter, joins us, I believe, from Washington. Where are you at, Troy?
No, I'm in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. All right, so you're experiencing the heat and humidity as well. Yeah, I went to Washington in the summertime a couple of times, and it was pretty miserable there, too.
Yeah, it's competing heat.
There you go.
It's pretty nasty in D.C. this time of year as well.
Yeah, and that's not even counting the weather. Let's talk about about some legislation that you proposed in terms of marijuana. Walk us through this, if you will, please.
Yeah, I'm proud to have authored and present a bipartisan bill to deal with marijuana misdemeanors. The Marijuana Misdemeanor Expungement Act does it as it says. It seeks to expunge those marijuana offenses that are misdemeanors. We know that in some 38 states, marijuana is in fact a legal substance now, and people are making millions of dollars selling it. Unfortunately, we have tens of thousands of people who have been scarred with misdemeanors, which prevent them from getting jobs, getting back into the workforce, getting into good educational institutions or other things that are prohibitive. Yet we know that these small amounts of marijuana have proven to be legal substances throughout 38 states. And what this does is to expunge them on a federal level. Very proud that my colleague Rodney Davis, who's a Republican, joined me in authoring this legislation. And we're hopeful to be able to move this through the system to encourage others to recognize, as we talk about true criminal justice reform, that we not clog the system up with these minor offenses, but we release police officers to go after the heart and real criminals that are wreaking havoc on our communities.
When it comes to, not just expunging records, but people, I presume, Troy, I'm wondering about what the federal law says. If you get popped for marijuana three times, are you going away for a long time?
Well, that's a part of the reform as well. So, you know, as we look at the overall arching reform, triple billing on marijuana is something that's obviously problematic as well. And as we legalize marijuana in more states, and I dare say that in the very near future, we're going to find marijuana usage being a legal substance in all 50 states before very long. So the triple bill of marijuana would be something that would be eliminated as well.
I was on vacation recently in a state where it was legal, and I went into a recreational marijuana store, and it was weird because they are, very intimidated by the law, and they're making sure that every P and Q is followed. Also, every T is, you know what I'm saying, every T is crossed, every I is dotted, and it's also a cash business because it's a Category 1 substance, according to the federal government. And to think that you can go to New Mexico, for example, and recreationally use marijuana, but yet you can also be in federal prison for most of your life for recreationally using marijuana three times, that is a huge disconnect there that needs to be addressed, doesn't it?
Well, and that is a perfect segue to a second bill that I'm offering, which is
tell you what, Troy, you know what? Pick it up there when we come back, can you?
Yes.
Because I got to do traffic, and that's a great stopping point. When we come back, we're going to talk about what, Representative? The what?
The Crime Act.
The Crime Act.
It's
all right.
The Capital Lending and Investment for Marijuana Business Act.
All right, we'll talk about that when we return, because they won't do no bank will take the money because it's against federal law, but yet it's legal in states. And I think, like the representative said, it's just a matter of time. But in the meanwhile, it's a mess. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Representative Troy Carter, the only Democratic person in the Democratic Party of part of the Louisiana delegation. Somebody texted in, and it's an interesting text about Brittany Griner. And it says, if you get arrested for marijuana, just tell him your name is Brittany Griner, you'll get off, because the president and everyone believes she should be let go, so the same standard should be here in the United States. And then it goes on, and we all know the Brittany Griner story. But there is a disconnect, Congressman, when it comes to possession of cannabis or cannabis oil, et cetera, in the United States. So tell me what it is that you got coming up or what you're introducing.
So the second bill that I've introduced is called the Capital Lending and Investment for Marijuana Business Act, also known as the CLIMB Act. What the CLIMB Act does is it creates a system where businesses can be banked, where they have the opportunity to get a multitude of regulatory obstacles removed. And we know that right now they can't be banked. They can't. They have to deal in cash. They can't make investments. Smaller operators who want to get in the cannabis business, that they don't have the resources to do so because you don't have access to banking. What CLIMB Act does would create an opportunity for small domestic businesses to be able to get involved in the cannabis business. We know that in 2025, we're expected to have some $41.5 million pumped into the economy from cannabis sales alone. So this is a very growing business, but a huge problem because of the disconnect that you point out. The CLIMB Act will give the opportunity for lending institutions, for technical assistance, for business development, for opportunities for new and existing businesses to expand and grow, and most importantly, to be able to properly bank their money and have those infusions into the American economy.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only that, but it would seem as though, I don't know how the accounting goes on. And again, I was, you know, it was a very weird atmosphere in the store that I was in. But I don't know that the states are getting their share of tax dollars if this is all a cash business, right?
That's exactly right. That's the other big shoe to drop, is we get to then capitalize on a ever-growing business that we're not getting our fair share of because it's not being properly accounted for because it's cash, because we aren't able to acquire or to account for it. But I'm very comfortable and confident that if the CLIMB Act passes in conjunction with the expungement bill, just like the caller said, people that have had misdemeanors, which is small amounts of marijuana, will have the opportunity for those to be expunged. Brittany Griner is a situation that we desperately want to bring her home. But it does highlight a fact in America that you have people that have been dinged for something that is now legal in nearly 40 states in our country.
If she had been in a state where it was illegal and caught with the same thing, she would be facing criminal charges as well. Is that accurate, Congressman?
She probably would have been given a summons, and it would have been a misdemeanor. But even misdemeanors without convictions are still damaging to a person's record. And we're seeking to correct that as well.
What about political will here? I know a lot of polling has been done. I believe the majority of America as it stands now is in favor of legalization of recreational marijuana, or am I wrong on that?
No, you're accurate. Upwards of 70% of Americans agree that recreational marijuana and certainly medicinal marijuana should be allowed. All studies show the tremendous impact that it has on people with ALS, people with various ailments, cancer and the like, have benefited incredibly from medical marijuana. Additionally, it's been proven to be good for so many other ailments and proven to be less harmful than actually alcohol.
So is this a generational thing? Because you say eventually it's going to happen. I just wonder if what would it take for the Congress would have to pass a law here that would decriminalize it? How would the process look, Representative?
Well, you've got different steps. So the states, one by one, as I've indicated, some 38 have already done it, and it's moving rapidly, where the states are legalizing marijuana in individual states, some for medicinal purposes and some for recreation, some for both. In order for there to be the symmetry between the federal government and the states, there needs to be a federal law to companion that. And that's forthcoming, I suspect, at some point, too. In the absence of that, the really biggest disconnect that we have between the federal law and state laws is the ability to be banked. So we have multiple attempts. We have a safe banking measure that's done by members of the House and Senate. And then you have our bill, which is CLIMB, which is a bill that's, again, bipartisan by myself and Representative David Joyce, Republican and a Democrat, advancing the CLIMB Act. Myself and Rodney Davis, Republican and a Democrat, advancing the Cannabis Misdemeanor Reform Act. So proving that Republicans and Democrats can work together on these spaces to advance issues that are good for the American people. I think the companion of both of these bills passing will move a long way to unclogging the criminal justice system so police officers can go after real criminals. Erasing those misdemeanors so people can move forward with their lives.
I appreciate your time, Representative. We're out of it, but don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. Representative Troy Carter, 7:31, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.